Convicted crime lord James Whitey Bulger will be sentenced this week in Boston federal court, and though there's little suspense surrounding how much time he'll likely receive, there's sure to be plenty of drama. Families of his murder victims have a chance to address the court this week before Bulger himself, who riddled the courtroom with expletives earlier in the trial, also has an opportunity to comment. Joining us now to discuss the hearing is WBUR senior reporter David Boeri. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
David just authored a new ebook, Bulger on Trial, Boston's Most Notorious Gangster and the Pursuit of Justice. The ebook is being released today by WBUR's iLab. It's the first book to explore last summer's trial in depth from the perspective of a reporter who's covered this story for decades. David, why don't we talk about the trial for a few minutes and then I'll ask you about the ebook.
Sure.
Let's begin with a sentencing. What do we expect this week?
So the proceedings on the first day go through the federal sentencing guidelines, but this is really an empty gesture because the two racketeering counts that he was convicted of alone carry sentences of life in prison. So he's going away, and he's going away for life. That'll be the sentence. But what is dramatic here is that the victims' families will have a chance to address the court, and through the court, they'll be talking to Bulger.
David, we already got a sense of the anger of these families when Bulger's longtime girlfriend, Catherine Gregg, was sentenced for harboring a fugitive. So I gather you're expecting more of that this week.
Yes, and it's going to be interesting to see how Bulger himself reacts, because there's no indication from this trial that he's going to be as stoic as his girlfriend, Catherine Gregg. When they lashed out at her, she was cold and silent. But Bulger is the wild card here. We remember those hissing outbursts of expletives at his former associates. So it's going to be
in the middle of the courtroom.
In the middle of the courtroom. That's right. And I do not expect that he's going to take kindly to anybody lashing out at him from the families when they make their impact statements.
And then Bulger is sentenced, but he gets an opportunity to say something.
Before he's sentenced, he has the opportunity, as every defendant, to speak. And this, too, is going to be a very dramatic moment because it's probably going to be the last chance for Bulger to speak in public in his life.
Do you think he'll continue to maintain his innocence when it comes to the murders of women, which he maintained during the trial?
Absolutely. You don't get into the Hall of Fame for career criminals by killing women. He's insisted he never did, and he's going to take that to his grave, I think.
All right, what comes up after that? Bulger's time in court drawing to a close, but a lot of unanswered questions in this case, David.
That's right. And one of the big fights now, Bob, is over the money. Now, you remember that federal agents seized $822,000 from Bulger's apartment in California. The very first person who suggested that any of that money go to the victims was Bulger himself. And then the government said, yeah, we intend to do that. But there's no indication that they have ever sought to send any of the money to the victims' families until Bulger suggested it. Now you have one of the lawyers for the victims coming forward saying the government and U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz cannot be trusted to deal fairly with those families. Here's the attorney, Michael Heineman.
The U.S. Attorney's Office, before Bulger was arrested, fought these victims at every turn. They fought them in pretrial filings, that the cases should be dismissed because they were brought too late. They then fought them at trials. And when they lost at trials, they appealed them. And at each and every turn, the U.S. Attorney's Office said, no, victims, you get nothing.
So that's Michael Heineman, who's an attorney for one of the victims' families here. Now, the U.S. Attorney says it was always our interest to give money to the victims' families. And they've proposed that each family get $40,000, but they have a take-it-or-leave-it offer on the table. Now it turns out, Bob, that there have been assets seized that have never gone to the family. So you have distrust of the government, and this lawyer wants an outside person to be making an accounting. And we also want to know what happened to all the other money that may have been found. So you have lots of questions. You have a big fight brewing.
All right, David, let me ask you a question about the ebook out today. Find it at WBUR.org. All during the trial, you were questioning whether we were seeing a comprehensive case. And you go into that in the book.
For me, Bob, all along the question has been, why was Bulger allowed to grow into an old man when there was a warrant for his arrest when he was 65? Why, when he was 49, was he allowed to slip an indictment? This goes right to the heart of the matter, which is Bulger alone could never have done what he did. without the help of FBI agents. This is a story of a guy who could have been crushed like a June bug, but was turned into a giant by the federal government. That's why the subtitle of the book is Boston's Most Notorious Gangster and the Pursuit of Justice.
Do you think this case will ever be closed out in a way that we get all the answers and in a way that the victims' families are ever completely satisfied?
This is the tragedy of that trial, because you had a trial here that was an opportunity to have full accounting, to have all the evidence put on the table, to have the second ring of that trial involving those people who had enabled and empowered him. That didn't happen. So at the end of the day, at this trial, the tragedy is the U.S. attorney and the new head of the FBI here say it's a new day. Well, it may be a new day, Bob, but they're still trying to sell the same old bridge.
WBUR's David Boeri will be covering the Bulger sentencing this week. Thanks for coming in right now.
You're welcome.
David Boeri's new ebook, Bulger on Trial, Boston's Most Notorious Gangster and the Pursuit of Justice, is free and available for download to your favorite reading device. Details at the website, WBUR.org.